Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. At 6'4", 229 pounds, Jamal Lewis was touted as a number one draft pick as a wide receiver from the Arizona State Sun Devils football team. After a brief stint with the Washington Redskins, he eventually lost his desire to play. He experienced a coming to Jesus moment. Have you, dear friend, have you had a coming to Jesus moment? You know, that period in life when your heart is open to God with a willingness to trust Him? We pause at the beginning of our show, even for this moment, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to indeed do just that, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know Him personally. Yes, Christ who loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who Jamal Lewis met in that coming to Jesus moment, well, that same Christ today, you can meet Him in your coming to Jesus moment. And that indeed is our heart. That's our prayer. Today, Jamal is an actor, a model, and founder and owner of Stay Blessed Clothing Line. He's with us today from California. Jamal, welcome to our show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Where did you grow up?
Originally, Colorado Springs, Colorado. My dad was military, so I actually had the privilege to move around a lot, but Colorado Springs was the base of where I spent most of my time.
Up there in Colorado Springs. What was it like for you, Jamal, growing up there in Colorado Springs?
You know, it's just an amazing city. You know, they have there's a lot of church-based activities that go on down there. So the way that I was brought up was, you know, in the church and stuff like that. So it was a very well-knit city. Everyone's really friendly. It was just an amazing place to live.
Influenced you most in your growing up years?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who influenced you the most in your growing up years?
It definitely had to be my parents. My parents are just awesome. They always supported me in, you know, whatever I did, whether it was band or sports. They were just always there, and you know, they would back me up and you know, give me the proper guidance and ways to go.
Now, how did you develop your passion for sports, particularly football?
You know, it's actually funny because when growing up, I was a short little fat kid, and I actually played the tuba in the band. And it wasn't until later in my years that I discovered that, you know, I had the love for football. And it happened going over one summer, going into the eighth grade, I actually grew about a foot. And, you know, it almost felt like it happened overnight. And that's when I started to develop, you know, a little bit more motor skills and discovered that I like to run and play sports. And eventually started playing track, baseball, football, and basketball.
Well, it sounds like your life changed in a summer.
like immediately. It was pretty cool.
A lot of young men today that are praying this summer that they would grow 12 inches.
Drink a lot of milk. That's what I did.
Did you sleep a lot?
I did. You know, it was funny. That whole summer, that's basically what I did, was I worked out, got ready for the upcoming season because I was going to try and play sports, and I slept.
How did you become a Christian?
I was raised that way. My parents You know, we would go to church every Sunday. And it was, I was a believer my whole life. So it was that background, and we went to New Life Church. We had an awesome pastor. And so I was just raised in the community, so to speak.
So tell us about your coming to Jesus moment.
Okay. Well, it was, like I said, I was always a believer. I always believed in God. But the thing was, is, you know, it was, I felt that my purpose was, you know, different than what my real purpose was. And so I did. I loved football. I loved every minute of it. But it got to the point where I was raised very sheltered. So I was exposed to a lot fast, being a football player. So, I mean, with that being said, there's a lot of, you know, you go from a little small city to all of a sudden you're in the limelight. And I wasn't ready for that. I didn't know how to handle it. And like I said, being a believer, I still believe in God, but I wasn't necessarily living right. So actually when I was done with football, and I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And just one day, one of my buddies, you know, I felt like I was kind of like all-time low, and I just really didn't know what to do. And one of my friends, one of my close friends, he just walked up to me, and he was like, you know, man, you're blessed. He was like, just stay that way, no matter what you do. Just stay blessed. And it was from that moment, it just impacted my heart so much that that's the only thing I could think about was stay blessed, just stay blessed. And so it was like my steps, my walks, it started getting more like I was just able to zone in and really appreciate what God was doing in my life. And actually at that point in time, I still didn't really know which way I wanted to go with it. But the girl that I was dating at the time, she told me I should be a model. And which I kind of laughed there because I thought it was funny coming from a football player to a model. And I just kind of, I ran with it. And everything that I did, I would just give glory to God and just, you know, make sure that I was staying blessed. And I would, you know, start to put it on my post and through social media. And it just really started to stick.
May I ask, when you were playing for the Redskins, was Joe Gibbs your coach?
No, this was, it was before that. And I mean, let me go back, because the thing was, I actually didn't even see the field because there was a lot of determining factors of coming in at my playing weight. So I actually just went to camp with them. Mm-hmm. And it was a very short stint. But at the same time, it was almost like when you're playing in high school, it's the camaraderie and it's the passion. And like, you can't wait to go to practice. And once it gets up to that level, it became more political. And for me, it was just kind of, it just turned my heart off to the sport.
You got to see, well, what often happens, not only in sports, and Suzanne, I think you can vouch for this too, that maybe in every facet of life, the closer you get to something or the deeper in you get involved, whether it's in an organization, a business, even a ministry, mm-hmm. you begin to see what's really there. You know, some might say, well, it's the underside of that reality. It is part of what it is, and I think it's part of us having to work through and deal with that. So would you say, Jamal, that awareness sort of sent you into a place of, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm wondering, sort of a point of disillusionment, maybe a little confusion?
It wasn't so much of confusion at the time. It was more of me realizing what my actual purpose was. And even though I was comfortable in the profession that I was doing at the time, you know, playing football, and it allowed me to grow up really fast and learn lessons that I might not have learned. And with that being said, it's just been a beautiful thing to actually step back and just let God take the wheel with this. And, you know, it's a day in, day out thing, because modeling and acting, you know, you can imagine that's not like, you don't go to a 9-to-5, you know what you're going to do every day. So every day is different. And some of the gigs that I book, you know, I pray on them. And some of them, it's almost like a moral battle. So I'm like, well, maybe this isn't right. Nothing to cross the line, but some of the gigs and music videos and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I always pray on it. And the message that I always get is, I need you to be there, because someone needs to see this message. And that's what I think is so cool about Stay Blessed, because it's a very simple shirt, but the conversations and The looks, the general people that maybe if you're just walking down the street would probably never say hi to you, would walk up to you and say thank you. You know what I mean? And at first, I was like, thank you for what? But they would see the message. And it's two of the smallest but most powerful words. And it just really is amazing to watch how it impacts people's lives on a daily basis. It's really cool.
Jamal, I learned several years ago when people ask me how I am, I say blessed, and so are you.
Right.
And I could almost write a book about the responses. It's really been fun.
Right, and I feel the same way. It's just so cool. And I mean, it's little kids, you know, they think it's cool because, you know, there's a Malin actor who, you know, who's, I'm very outspoken about my faith, and I'm not afraid to talk about it at all, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, you can turn right around and talk to some of the older generation.
StayBlessed.com. That's how you can...
.co.
Oh, okay. .co. Yep. C-O. one letter less. StayBlessed.co.
Right.
When we come back from our break, I want to go back, Jamal, and talk to you about these two words. I mean, it sounds to me like the Lord has given you a theme in your life, and you're living it. It helps you embody purpose. The message the Lord has given you, you live it out, and it's transmitted, whether it's from a ball cap, a shirt, or some part of your clothing line, a message is going forth. An opportunity to minister to others, to encourage others, to bring the message of the Lord. Jamal Lewis in studio with us today. What's the message that the Lord has given you, dear friend? Are you blessed? Are you staying blessed? Jamal would say, stay blessed. And he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Not all the time that you have the privilege, the opportunity to talk to someone who embodies a certain attitude, a message that God has given to them. And not only that, putting that into motion to the point where other people are getting that same message, making that message available. We've got Jamal Lewis with us today. His message is stay blessed. Stay blessed. He even started his own clothing line, stayblessed.co. That's where you can take a look at it, get some of the apparel. And, you know, he has a background as an athlete, football player. He's also an actor and model. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. We're so grateful that you're with us today. You can find out more about this program if you're tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. You can find this show and get it for free and share it with a family member or friend as you listen to it yourself, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jamal, I want us to go a little bit deeper. Let's take a moment. The message, stay blessed. If we really, put the tires on the ground, so to speak, and move things forward, the reality of someone's life as they listen to us today, they say, Danny, okay, I want to stay blessed, but sometimes I don't feel blessed. How do you do that? Jamal Lewis, how do you experience that? Living the message in spite of your feelings, how do you process that?
Right. I think the most beautiful thing about it is the basis, it's the bottom line, it's your relationship with God. And that's one thing that I try and focus on more of in my day, because, you know, everyone has their routines and their jobs, things that, you know, that they have to carry out during the day, their responsibilities. But it's the ability to constantly walk with God, almost on a second-to-second basis, which it shouldn't be hard, but when we fall into our routines and we got to get this done and get this done and get this done, what I've really been focused on is just being still, you know what I mean? And letting Him, you know, work through your day. And it's just, you'll find it's just more peaceful and fulfilling, so to speak. And, you know, I was talking with a kid about this the other day, and it was kind of cool because people look at blessings in different ways, or what blessed is, or, you know, the meaning of it. And I think it's gotten misconstrued in today's society, but the fact that you still realize it's blessed, it's kind of a point that shows that that relationship is there between you and God. So one thing that I would like to say is it doesn't necessarily matter if a kid, you know, says, I just got a brand new Escalade, I'm blessed, and they think that's the biggest blessing in the world. Or for me, like, I think the biggest blessing in the world is a breath of air. You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. It's a blessing is a blessing, and people look at it differently, you know, because of what they act on. But the underlying thing is that God is still present, 100%.
How did you get into, you mentioned your girlfriend, I don't know if your ex-girlfriend?
Correct.
Your girlfriend?
We're still best friends.
Okay, so she got you into modeling. Share with us a little of that process. Interested to hear how that took place, more detail.
Okay. Well, it was more, she just kind of suggested it. You know, she said, why don't you try modeling? And I've heard, you know, some people have said, why don't you try modeling? But it's weird. It's almost like the way that you're wired when you're playing sports. It kind of was just a different world, modeling and playing sports. So when she first said, like I said, I just kind of laughed. And she actually got me my first gig, which was for a casino. And I literally stood at the pool all day, not even gonna lie. I stood at the pool for 12 hours while they filmed a commercial for a casino down in Tucson, Arizona. And, you know, when you work gigs like that, the checks come a couple weeks later. You don't get paid right then and there. So a couple weeks later, the check came in the mail, and I saw how much it was. And I was like, oh, well, I think I might try and model. So, I mean, that's how it started. That being said, so onto my social media. This was before the clothing line had even started yet. So, you know, I would give an update of something that I booked, a photo shoot for a clothing line. And then I would just always at the end of it just say, hey, stay blessed. You know what I mean? Just at everything I did, I was glory to God, stay blessed, everything I did. And then the way that the clothing line actually started was through that with the taglines on social media. This is when Instagram just started. And I went down to the mall, just like one little kiosk, and I made a shirt that said, stay blessed. And I posted on my social media. And the response that I got out of it was, it was indescribable. Like, I wouldn't expect that to happen, but it was, every comment was, I need that shirt, when I get the shirt, I want that shirt. And so it was kind of like an accident the way it happened, but then I prayed on it, and God was like, I need you to create a vehicle for this message. And that's true. So the terminology that I like to use is, he's definitely driving the car, and I'm just in the passenger side playing with the radio.
Well, keep playing, because it's sounding very good.
Thank you.
There must be also a sense of peace that goes along with it. Peace and assurance.
It is. It's so fulfilling, and especially like just the other day. You know, a couple kids running around, and you just give them a hat, and I mean, it lights up their whole world. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that, you know, the hat actually, it means something. You know what I mean? It's not just like a TV trend that's going on, or, you know what I mean? This message is, it's for life. Like, the message could never go out of style.
Describe for us the design and how the Lord gave you that look.
So I went to school for digital art. So it was kind of like I was being manned with the proper tools that I needed to start this, and I didn't even know it. So I went and I sat down in my computer room, and I sat down, and I had a, kind of a vision in my head of what I wanted it to look like. But with fonts and stuff like that, it's very easy to, like, a font can almost represent an age group. So I wanted to make something that was applicable to everybody. So, you know, your grandparents could wear it, or a little kid could wear it. So I just sat down and I started messing around with designs. And that night I broke it down to maybe like three different logos. And the thing was, is I loved everything that I had, but at the time I was focused on the logo. But if you think about Nike or Reebok, it's the actual brand that makes the logo. Mm-hmm. So I tried not to beat myself up too much about, it's gotta be the perfect one, because I knew it was going to be God's message and it was going to be fruitful because of what it stood for and the actual company present.
Now, acting. Uh-huh. Tell us about your acting career. How has that developed?
It's doing amazing. It's going a lot faster than I expected. And I mean, the next step that just happened, I just became part of SAG, which is a union.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that just happened. So now I have my seatbelt on, and we'll see where it takes me.
That puts you in a whole new category. That's wonderful.
Exactly. Yep.
Sounds like you're quite clear on your sense of what you'd like to do with this platform that the Lord is preparing to place you on.
Amen. 100%. And I think I was talking to a friend about this the other day. And, you know, some people they'll ask, you know, why aren't you famous yet, or this, that, or the other? And it's really not about that to me. But what I'm trying to do in this industry is do it the right way. Because, it really is what I was telling this person. If you wanted to get to the highest level where you want to get to in this industry, it's really, it would be easy, but it's like you have to put your morals aside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm very grounded. And I would rather take the long road and do this the right way, especially when I'm representing God and this message and what it stands for.
How has your family and your parents responded to all of this?
They love it. You know, my mom's always told me, that she thought that I was going to impact and change generations to come. So I think by me actually stepping into what God's purpose is for my life, I think she knew it was going to happen, just it was a matter of time. And one of the hardest things was, you know, when I was going through the whole football stage, was she enjoyed it, but it was almost like she knew, like, this isn't it. This isn't what God, you know what I mean? This isn't what he's trying to show you. But have fun. Play your football. Do your football. But there's something much bigger.
People come and go. In any industry, you'll see people that come. They're like shooting stars. They come and they go. And the question comes about, and you mentioned it, Jamal, and I'd like to talk more about that when we come back from your perspective, a personal note, a personal story. And what it is this word that you mentioned called being grounded. Dear friend, as you listen to Jamal Lewis today, wherever you are in your life, however you have been elevated or have made progress in your station of life, the question comes really for all of us. Are we grounded? You see, we don't always ask ourselves that question. Sometimes the ride is so wonderful and so fast, we don't have time to ask that question. But at some point, we need to downshift and begin to reflect on, yeah, where really am I grounded? And if I'm not, how can I be grounded? And really the question, how do you get grounded? We'll talk more with Jamal Lewis about that, because it's all part of staying blessed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Carrie Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Carrie Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Of course. I mean, if you want to have long-standing success, you want to stand the test of time, well, there's a certain quality that needs to exist, and part of it has to do with being grounded. Of course, there are other things that could be said about it, but we're talking about being grounded. We're here with the founder of a clothing line, Stay Blessed. You can find out more about Stay Blessed at stayblessed.co. I'm talking about Jamal Lewis. Jamal, an athlete, model, an actor. He's on his way in his career. The hand of God's grace is certainly upon him. We're talking about being grounded. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Find out more about our program, this show. You can get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Jamal, being grounded. How does Jamal Lewis stay grounded?
God, I mean, it's really no secret. It's amazing when you have the lifestyle change, how easy it really is. Now, that's not saying, just in the world that we live to today, there's temptation around every corner with anything that you do, whatever part of the world you're in. You know what I mean? I have two beautiful little kids who are looking at me right now. They're dogs. They're both furry little guys. I work. I focus on my relationship with God, and then I have these two little guys to entertain me. So I'm grounded.
When you talk about being grounded, this just came to mind when you described your life, and it just... sounds like a life of simplicity. Simple life.
I mean, the thing is I wasn't always grounded. And the cool thing about your life is it really is your testimony. Mm-hmm. So an example of me not being grounded was when I was playing football and I was exposed to a lot of fast. It was the party scene. And it's part of my testimony. And the party scene, it's not everybody's testimony, but in my case, it was. And I was ungrounded at that point in time in my life. And you can imagine playing football. There was a lot of temptations. And I was just, I guess, was young-minded, so to speak. And my walk with God. So that's one thing that with the lifestyle change, and acting, it's because, you are people in the movie. But when you have got an outlet,
I'm hearing a sound as you're talking, Jamal. You're breaking up in your.
I'm sorry.
After your, it was like half sentences, but this the simplicity of being grounded and having gone through that. What would you say to someone right now who might be, they say, well, okay, grounded, but it's not my time. I'll be grounded later. Jamal Lewis, you had your chance. Now let me have my chance. I'll be grounded later in life, maybe like how you are. What would you say? Is there a challenge from you? Is there an encouragement from you in relation to someone who looks at it from that perspective?
I mean, 100%, because, it's the one thing about God is he's always there waiting for you. You know what I mean? And it's your choice to decide when, or maybe it's a life or something happens that's pivotal in your life. But I think everybody has that wow moment. You know what I mean? And it's just the biggest thing that I've learned about life and lessons, there's going to be great people that come into your life and they give you wisdom or, or encourage you and help you. And it's all about that and inspiring people 100%. But I think in order for you to grow, just like you said, to grow through something is you have to go through it on your own.
Jamal, are you regularly in the Word of God?
Yes. Amen. Every Sunday I go to church.
And how about reading the Word?
Well, my thing is pretty cool because, and maybe I can relate to some people on this level because everybody's different in the way that they learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I have read the Bible. I read through it a couple of times, but that's not for me. When I read through something, by the time I get to the end of the page, I find myself wondering what I read. So my mom actually, she bought me CDs. Mm-hmm. And so I have this that I listen to online, but every morning when I wake up, I turn on Joel Osteen and I just put him on repeat. And that pretty much sets the tone for my day. Mm-hmm. And you know, you necessarily every day, you don't always wake up in the best mood. I mean, I wake up happy every day that I'm awake, you know what I mean? But then you start thinking about responsibilities. Well, I have to do this, that, this. And it's like, if you have something there to listen to, or if you're a reader to read, it's always gaining wisdom daily. That's what it's all about.
Well, and that's the routine that also helps you in your groundedness.
Amen. Yeah. Sure.
Jamal, your favorite scripture?
Philippians 4:13, live by it.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone today who is going through a rough time, being challenged themselves, broken, hit some bumps along the way in life? What would you say?
That you have purpose. And I think it's so cool to me to understand how many people that there are in this world, and there's a purpose for every single person. You know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like God is that big and that good. And it amazes me. But I think that the biggest thing is, if you're going through something, I think the ability to understand that what you're going through is molding you, and it's making you stronger to fulfill your purpose.
And you've seen that happen in your life too?
Oh yes, numerous times. And I think, you know, I think I'm walking proof of it. I know I'm still not even. There's other stuff I can't talk about right now that's coming, but there's some. Another possible clothing line's coming, just put it like that. And I didn't plan on it, but it was just another message that he said, here, I need to do this too.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about the future, when you think about your future, you look at your clothing line, you look at the message that God has given you. Jamal, looking ahead, what do you see? What do you hope for?
And I think that one of my, I would say hope too, because I think that's one of the things that this clothing line is doing, is it's giving people hope in a world that's becoming more broken by the day, for one reason or another. You know what I mean? So what I see is just kind of a positive reinforcement of bringing people back to the Lord and letting them know that, hey, it's okay not to be scared. Like, Jesus loves you. Like, it's okay.
Suzanne, sometimes when we, as we're living in this world, as we interact with people, as Jamal interacts with people, there comes those times when I think any interaction with other human beings, there's always a point of the unexpected, right? You don't know how someone is going to respond to something, or someone may act in such a way that would prompt us to either have a reaction of some kind of reaction. Could be positive, could be negative.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up the newspaper or go online and see what the news, today's news is like. And there are a lot of challenging things that come at us. Now, Jamal, I can see that you have a path, that God has blessed you with a path to a point of even personal fulfillment in knowing that you are making the world a better place through your clothing line. Did you ever think that God would do something like that in you and through you?
If you would have told me this 3 years, 4 years ago, I would have thought you're crazy. You know what I mean? And it was just the kind of a way that it unfolded. There's no doubt in my mind that, you know, it's what's supposed to happen in my life. But no, this was none of it was ever a path that I set out on to do, the modeling, acting, or the clothing line. The football, I thought I was going to be playing football for the rest of my life.
What I'm hearing and what I love, I don't know if you're familiar with the acronym for HOPE, helping others prepare for eternity, but even in your clothing line, that's exactly what you're doing, in my opinion. Right. And listening to you, it's just delightful to hear how God is just unfolding this path before you, but he's given you the faith and the determination to just keep walking forward and trusting that it's all from him. And that's so encouraging to our listeners.
We're going to have a little fun when we come back from our break. In our last segment, Jamal, we're going to just we'll put on a thought experiment and we'll imagine a few things. Let me just give a quick snapshot. I'm not going to give the whole thing, but just imagine the future. Jamal Lewis, his clothing line has expanded, his career has expanded, his acting and modeling career has expanded, his name is known out there. He has a platform. It's not just a figurative platform. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about the imagining of a literal platform, standing on that platform. If you're going to put it on a platform, there's got to be people. There's chairs there. There's got to be people there. But it's not a semicircle that you do just in a one-room Sunday school class. It's a bit larger than that. Jamal Lewis, he is a man with a message, but I'm wondering what his message would be to this group of people. I'm going to ask him to share it when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, one of the blessings of life is the ability to dream. God has given us imagination. We can be creative in our thoughts. And today we're going to have a little fun in our last segment with Jamal Lewis. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us today. Before our break, I was talking about a thought experiment. You might have heard about this. Well, it's a phrase called the down and outers. People that are really down and out. They don't have much resources. They struggle to make ends meet. And well, it's happening literally more and more today, where the middle class in our society, in American society, is shrinking because of our economic challenges that we've had through the years. Down and outers. But did you know that there are also those who are called up and outers? They're people of means. There are people who have status in society, but there is a gaping hole in the hearts of, yes, the down and outers and the up and outers. But here's the experiment. Jamal Lewis, Stay Blessed has expanded. Your acting career, your modeling career has expanded. You know in your heart that God has caused it to take place. Of course, you've gone through times when you've been tempted to take some of the credit for yourself, but you have been vigilant enough and grounded enough to know that it was the Lord. But suddenly, here you are, in front of people of influence, people of means, people who change society. And you're being given a point of recognition. And for a moment, not long, they are going to give you a moment to speak, to share a word of how you have achieved the success that you have. It's a short time frame, but what would you say?
The biggest and the most beautiful thing about this life is God. And I think that I achieve what I have achieved, number one, through Him. All glory goes to Him in everything that I do. And it happened that way since I got done playing football. You know, like I said, when I played football, I still gave Him praise. But I wasn't giving Him all the glory, the proper glory that He got. So the achievement was definitely by Him. But the coolest thing that has been about this whole journey is the ability to walk in faith and not by sight, which is probably the hardest thing to do for, like you said, down and outers or even up and outers. Because faith, it's believing in the unknown, but it's just that feeling that you have inside you, that you know it's there, you know it's right. I think it's funny when people talk about their conscience. I don't think it's my conscience. I think it's God talking directly to me. And I think with that mindset, the ability to help stop and listen, you're not necessarily will you ever, you know, agree with what you think is right, but you have to know that He knows what's right.
How you hear God and how you respond to God. Dear friend, as you listen to Jamal and Suzanne and I, as we interact today, as we carry on in our discourse, certain things, lessons, insights may drop into your heart. Well, those are certain things that God would have for you. That's what we believe. The Lord would have you receive that. It's like a tailor-made gift being deposited in your heart at this moment. But what do you do with it? Jamal Lewis is an example of one who hears and takes action. He's been there in creating his design, and then he goes and creates those his clothing line. He's out there in swimming pools and acting and modeling. Points of action. Now, your character, Jamal, has developed through tough times, hasn't it? What would you say to someone right now who is hoping that there is some reason for this challenge that they're facing, what would you say that God is doing in their character?
I think there's a number of things. Like I said before, I think one of the main purposes that you learn life's lessons is so that, you can go back some later and understand why. And it helps you grow, mentally. It could be physically, but mostly spiritually. So it's realizing that, but then to kind of flip the script on it, sometimes I feel like he'll shake my faith a little bit to see how strong I really am in his walk, which is okay too, but it's the ability to understand, is it to make you stronger or is it saying you're too comfortable and I need you to step your game up? You know what I mean? So I think that's where I'm at right now, is there'll be situations and different things where it's like, he wants me to tune in a little bit more and, really get his guidance. I like the saying unshakable faith. Because when you're walking with the Lord, it's a lot harder to shake your faith.
Someone today is being shaken. You have been shaken. I have been shaken. Suzanne, we have all been shaken.
Yes.
And we will be shaken. It's part of our growth. In fact, we must be shaken to grow to the next levels, as it were, as you're speaking of, Jamal. Well, today someone is being shaken. Jamal Lewis, would you be willing to say a prayer for that dear friend who's listening to you share your story right now?
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, hello, Jamal. Would you lead in a prayer?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm sorry. I thought we got cut off. 100%. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart this moment, Father God, for the opportunity to come on this amazing, amazing show. And for someone to possibly hear my voice in this moment, Father God, I pray that you just give them strength and guidance and clarity, Father God. Let them know that you are there. And that you have purpose and meaning for their life. And whether they're going through it, whether they've been through it, or whether they're going through it, Father God, just show them your presence. Show them your life, Father God, and just reassure them that you are in control. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Suzanne, as you've heard Jamal today, what in particular has really tugged on your heart?
Again, the sovereignty of God, as God has just unfolded this purpose and this plan in his life, and he had that benchmark moment where he realized he needed to step away from professional football. How few people, honestly, would do that. His obedience. Also, the beautiful Christian upbringing that he had, being raised in a Christian home, a church attending home, parents with faith. And so it's just a joy to hear his trust, but his confidence that God has an intentional purpose for his life. And as he trusts God, he is willing to walk that out to God's glory alone. And I love that he's giving God the glory. Amen to that.
Hey, Jamal, you know how, and I say amen to that too, Suzanne. Jamal, you know how there's those things that our parents would say, when we're growing up, and they just resonate in us. You can sort of hear your mom's voice. You can hear your dad's voice. Because they always say it. What are some of the phrases that your mom would say that, things they give us that help keep us grounded?
It doesn't necessarily keep me grounded, but one of the things I always laugh at is hearing my mom talk to a friend, and she's all them whoopings paid off. So that that makes me laugh a lot. You have to know my mom's personality. You know, her name's Mary Kay, and she does Mary Kay Cosmetics and that whole thing. One that really kept me grounded. It's more of just prayer. Like, I'll call my mom today. So, I'm not myself, my kids, obviously, but call her and ask her to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes there's never really any one-liners that just really, you know what I mean? But it's the fact that I can call my parents and ask them to pray for me, and they'll pray with me, and it's just kind of, whatever I'm feeling, it just kind of goes out the window, and I know God's going to deliver a message through my parents in that way.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have a little baby sister who is in the Air Force. I'm so proud of her. She's stationed up in San Francisco.
And how is her faith?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Let's do something for Jamal. He is a man on a mission. He's on his way. Suzanne Maurer, can you pray for him before we wrap up our show today?
Heavenly Father, as I've listened to Jamal today, I'm hearing him not verbally saying this, but it sounds to me like he and I are like-minded, with my morning prayer of, Lord, melt me, mold me, and when that mold is according to your perfection, fill me to overflowing with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit that you would delight in using me. And that sounds like exactly what you're doing in his life. And we just thank you for that. And I ask you to continue to just cup his face in your hands of love, that his eyes would be locked in with yours, as well as his parents, his sister, his family. And just keep him keeping on for you, Jesus, that his clothing line would be a wonderful success, that he'd be a fresh light for you, Christ, in the acting industry, the modeling industry, and keep him focused, keep him pure, and keep him glorifying you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jamal. We have been very grateful for you for being with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Aloha.
Dear one, I hope you've been encouraged today, as we have, by the story of Jamal Lewis. You can find out more about him and his clothing line, stayblessed.co. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, look, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Luke 6:45, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Jamal Lewis against stayblessed.co. Until next time, along with my co-host Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.